It's Wednesday, November the 6th, and you're tuned in to the Channel B podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And it's the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
I'm dying.
Well, that's a lovely start.
I'm dying!
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Anthony is dying.
I now know what it is like to be mortal.
Oh, now you know.
And it's terrible.
We are inside the warmth of my house.
We are.
And you're buttoned up with a winter jacket.
We're in the basement still.
Yeah.
So maybe you get that ground coldness.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah, but also, I don't know, that looks like flannel.
But it's not. It's cotton,
oh,
baby.
That's warm. That's warm.
It's cotton. It's good.
Yeah, I bought a winter coat, finally.
And I don't know if you want to just show it off to the podcast.
No, I'm definitely not showing it off to this audio podcast, but also, I'm fucking cold.
Well, that sucks.
I feel it in my bones.
He feels it in his bones. Something in the window.
What?
Isn't that a song? I feel it in my bones.
Maybe.
It's like Tegan and Sarah? Or is that Dragonette? I don't know. Forget it. You know what? Let's just move on. Paul,
I definitely know that we have a question to you.
Yes, Paul does write in with a very simple question. Would you rather be smart or clever? Asian parents would have one obvious answer for you, but what would you rather be? Smarter or cleverer? Yeah, well, see, that's a tricky question.
I think I would rather be clever.
Okay. Like a clever gamer girl?
How'd you know my alternate alias? What the fuck? Why you gotta out me like that? Please support my Patreon. Find me on Chatterbait.
Okay. we started talking about that gamer girl bathwater at work the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And
they're like, Vince, why did you know about this already? And I'm like, oh.
It tasted weird. Wait, what?
I wasn't the one who got sick.
So yeah, I think I'd rather be clever because I think, like, knowledge without, like, I'm assuming it's either or.
Yes.
Like, you're either insanely clever and not very smart,
yeah.
Or you're insanely smart and not very clever.
Yeah.
And I think with cleverness, you can work your way up in certain situations to eventually become like a leader of some sort. Where smart, I think that you would slowly climb up like a work ladder, but you would never be like a leader or something. Like, you'd be the type of guy who's just like, I could get a promotion, but I just want to do research, right? Like, right? Like, I just want to do that. Also, I think it'd be easier to be like more sociable and personable by being clever rather than, because being clever doesn't necessarily mean manipulative.
No.
It can be. If you want to be Lelouch, you gotta be smart and clever.
Yeah, you gotta be both. he's the anomaly.
Yeah, and also have a fucking super eye.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'd go with clever over smart.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd probably follow suit. I read this question as like intellect versus wit, and I definitely lean more on the clever side. Like, my sister is intellectually, she's smarter than me, but she has no common sense.
No street smarts.
That's how I like to look at it.
Okay.
Like, I got all the other side and she got all that.
Okay.
And I'm pretty happy with how things turned out. So yeah, that's more or less all I need to say.
What an answer.
that's all I gotta say. See, that was a clever answer, my friend. It's a clever, clever answer. I mean, you could also look at it like, would you rather be Bill Nye or MacGyver?
MacGyver can fucking make like an AK out of a toothpick in a,
because he's fucking clever,
in an elastic band,
because he is clever.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be MacGyver.
Yeah, so don't get me wrong, I think Bill Nye is the shit.
But MacGyver, though. MacGyver, we need to kill 100 terrorists, but all we got is this rock. Don't worry.
Yeah. Interesting thing about the Asian parents thing, I think It's weird. Yes. I think my parents would have liked it better if I was just 100%
by the book
intellect. Mm-hmm. But then my dad always likes to shit on me for not having enough like common sense when it comes to like traditional man skills.
Yeah, but your dad grew up in like the fucking ghetto. In like he grew up in the ghetto of the country that is considered the ghetto of countries.
Yeah. So I guess you're right.
I feel like he had no choice.
Yeah, like he'll say some shit. He's like, you know all this stuff about computers, why can't you do X general labor thing?
Why can't you like build a deck?
Yeah, like why don't you know about the different types of soil? And I'm like, I don't know. Fuck. Yeah.
No, I'll never get that because that's just different fields of knowledge, right? Like you need, no one person can know everything.
Yeah.
Again, unless you're Lelouch, but
sure, absolutely. But yeah, I think we've gone onto the clever side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Clever side.
Most definitely.
Yeah. But all of you out there who want that intellect, all the book smarts, good for you.
Yeah, you should team up with me. I'll market your product, and I'll give you 10%.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Sure.
I did all the work.
Sure. I sold the shit.
Yeah, I sold that shit. You'd be nothing without me.
Oh, God. You laugh, but I've been in many meetings like that.
Just straight business.
Uh-huh.
Sure, you had a good idea.
Yeah. You didn't know how to get it. I was definitely in a meeting today that was... Sorry, but it's just business.
How shitty.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Sick. Let's move on to the picks of the week.
Do you want to go first?
Well, I would start with BlizzCon because there's a lot of BlizzCon stuff.
Do you want to end with BlizzCon?
All right, we'll start with the 13-minute Final Fantasy VII commercial out in Japan.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Japan put together, they call it a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a short film.
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
And it's about, it follows basically a couple. A man who just looks like Cloud.
Yeah, and he's never played.
And he's never played Final Fantasy VII. And his
girlfriend, I guess.
Yeah, girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call it, has fond memories of this game, and it follows their day and their journey and how everyone is talking about and reminiscing Final Fantasy VII.
Talking about the remake.
Come on, remake is coming out, and it's a really sweet film that just. It shows how it's more than just a game. It touched people's lives. It brought people together. It established community. It established a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And how with the remake coming, the movement is coming back. And now is your time.
To not spoil.
To not spoil what happens in the Forbidden City. And yeah, it was very weird.
It was like... Like, at certain points, they, like, took shots at their own game.
Yeah.
Like, LOL, it's an action game, right? Ha, ha, ha. Like, but on the other hand, it's, like, this weird, like, over... I don't even know how to explain it. It's, like, they put so much nostalgia on Final Fantasy VII, which I'm sure there is. But the way they did it was, like, almost K-drama. Where it's, like, how come you like Final Fantasy VII? Oh, because... Yeah, I watched my brother play it when I was a child,
yeah.
And now the only time I saw my brother was at my dad's funeral, and I haven't seen him in years, and oh my god, I just miss him so much, right? And then the other one is just, like, other people being affected by the game and stuff, and it's like, bro, come on. Like, I'm sure maybe, like, there's someone out there who has fond memories, but, like, in this way, nah, son. They're not at their open concept office, and like everyone is looking at their phones watching the trailer for the seventh time. Like,
I don't know. It's tough to say. I have very fond memories of Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have not played the game.
I played it.
No.
I got to Aerith's house, and then I fought a bunch of burning houses with Aerith.
How old were you when you played this?
25.
So, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. I attempted to play it.
You played it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Because that puts me at 22 years ago I played it.
Get fucked, nerd.
So, yes. I do have nostalgic memories of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite nice. It was a good game.
Yeah, I don't think I played like all those old Final Fantasy games. Like my first Final Fantasy was 10.
Yeah, no. Like I played mine with my cousins. Like we all played it together.
Like,
yeah, it
was,
no.
like, a, my friend like really liked Resident Evil. My cousin really liked Resident Evil, but we never played Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And Gran Turismo and Resident Evil, those were our games.
Because I remember when we played it, we played it, and the first time we got to the end boss with Sephiroth, mm-hmm. we couldn't beat it, so we called it a night. And then the next day, I beat it by myself without them. And they were very upset. And then I couldn't beat it when they were there.
Oh, no.
So they went home again. And then I beat it again. I ended up beating it 3 times before they got to see the ending.
So wait, they did it on the 4th time? Yeah. That's fucking funny. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I remember they were so mad.
That's so good.
They were so mad. Whatever, I was 10 or 11 or 12. What are you going to do?
But yeah, like, it is definitely, like, if you have any inklings of nostalgia, we are going to try and push those fucking buttons.
Well, why not?
Why not, yeah.
Why not?
It's the biggest Final Fantasy, unfortunately.
Wow. Wow, you gotta let it go, man. Just because you're not part of it. You gotta let it go.
It's unfortunately, you know. It's like this middle of the road Final Fantasy.
Oh my god!
Got the most hype, but you know, like,
oh my god,
you know, it happens. Like Taylor Swift is world famous, and she puts out mediocre music.
Wow.
Sometimes it happens like that.
Why you try to go after everyone? Like, what's your beef, man? What's your beef? Why so down on the world? Why so down on blondes?
Oh yeah. Because they let brunettes die.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, check it out.
Find a translated version. We found one. It was only partially translated. Like, all the important parts were translated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's only on the Square Enix Japan YouTube channel right now. Yeah.
Check it out. It's a thing.
It's a really well-shot short movie. Yeah. But it is most definitely a fucking K-drama based around Final Fantasy VII.
And I think that's what we need.
Is it?
I think so.
Sure, I guess.
I would watch a K-drama based on the Final Fantasy story.
No.
Like, no! You cut out all the fighting and just give me the drama?
Yeah, I'll watch that. How are they going to level up?
Easy. In commercial breaks.
Rare candies.
Yeah, baby. All right, so that was that. The other trailer that came out this week was The Witcher.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix.
On Netflix. Netflix, yeah.
The Witcher. Henry Cavill stars as The Witcher,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be loosely based on the first book, so not the first game. I think they said they're going to go more for the darker fantasy side uh-huh. of the books.
Yeah.
But needless to say, if you haven't read the books and you've only played the games, there's a lot of stuff here that you will recognize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Yennefer's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Triss shows up. I could never. The lighting was too dark. I couldn't tell if her hair was red.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's there. Most importantly, you do get Geralt in a bath scene.
Oh, of course. That's what you need.
And Henry Cavill is
looking buff. Hairy chest.
He's a big dude.
He's a large man.
Yeah, you see him swing them swords. I forgot he carries 2 swords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got one for humans, one for ghosts.
Like demons and shit. Yeah. I forgot the silver sword he carries. Yeah. He's got the magics.
Yeah.
And we've got the political intrigue and drama.
I'm waiting for the one episode dedicated to him just sitting at a campfire doing alchemy and making potions.
Well, they definitely hint at it because the last scene is he's under the spell of some alchemy or he's taking some drugs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it looks sick. It looks sick. I cannot wait.
How come you don't attack? Because then I'll be exactly what they think I am.
Oh, wow.
Bah, bah, bah.
Oh, so much drama. So much drama. Hey, I heard an interesting news story.
What?
Kojima Productions says they have plans to make films in the future.
Oh, that was one of my picks.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So Kojima is planning. He doesn't say when. He doesn't say how. Maybe when this contract with Sony ends. But he is going to transition, or at least thinking about transitioning Kojima Studios or Kojima Productions into a movie studio.
About fucking time.
I know. His fucking Twitter bio says my body is made out of 70% movies. So it kind of makes sense.
Yes.
That's it. It'll be a sad day when we lose him to the film industry, but
will it? I think it'll be a great day. Can you imagine sitting in a movie theater and a Kojima trailer shows up and you're like, holy fuck, what is this? What is this?
What is this Mad Lad shit?
Yeah. Because like that's half the allure of his games. It's the build up and the lead up. The
story, yeah.
Yeah, and like I always feel like whenever you play a Kojima game, a lot of that magic kind of dies because you have to play the game.
What are you talking about? Those are all great games.
No, I mean, like, they're good games, but, like, the magic and intrigue of those trailers, mm-hmm. they dissipate because you're stuck, because the games are just so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just, like, waiting and waiting.
Where is it? What's going on?
Yeah, but if it's now just, whoa, and then he hits you with a movie and it's, like, an hour and a half of just, what the fuck? I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down. I don't expect the movies to be good, but...
I expect them to be fun.
I expect them to blow my mind.
Wouldn't that be good?
No.
Okay.
No.
My other pick is Guilty Gear. Revealed two new characters. Or not new characters, but old characters that are going to be in the new game.
Yeah.
Chip and Potemkin. Chip, if I remember, is the president of Guilty Gear Land.
Mm.
And he's also a ninja.
Yes. He is a ninja.
He's a president.
He's the buffest fucking ninja I've ever seen, though. He's
a president ninja.
He holds the sword backwards, right?
Yeah. He's got like a little thing that like has it on his forearm. Yeah, it's like a
scythe.
Yeah, but on his forearm. Yeah. And then Potemkin is some weird fucking mechanical abomination who's a grappler. Yes. And he fucking Kaniku busters you all day.
Yeah, he's like Ultimate Muscle plus Alchemist's brother.
Yeah, Al.
Al. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, those are cool, but I think the coolest thing for me is like I didn't realize that Arc Systems?
Yeah.
They're having their own tournament.
Yeah.
They're having their own,
what's
like...
What's it called?
I think it's called Arc Evo.
Arc Evo?
Yeah. Where it's only
Arc System games.
So it's going to be Ruby, Cross Egg Battle, Blaze Blue,
yeah.
Guilty Gear, all that shit. And it's coming next week, I believe. Or the week after.
November, yeah.
14th, I think.
Yeah, that's next week.
So yeah, I'm fucking hyped about that. That's sick as shit.
Is that demo... downloadable, or
I think it's only available at the tournament.
Bummer.
So if you want to go to UC Irvine,
what's next week? 14. Do I got plans?
Yeah, do I got plans? Can I book a cheap ticket?
What do we have to do next week?
Birthday?
Oh, it's Blaven's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Get fucked, nerd.
Oh, fuck that guy. Okay.
in some quicker news, press F to pay respects. Has turned 5 years old.
No.
The meme of Press F is now 5 years old.
No way.
It is potty trained.
Holy shit. Wow.
I feel like we've been saying Press F forever, and this just confirmed it.
Yeah. You say forever, but I like in my mind, it's like forever is 2 years.
You're but behind on the time.
Half bro. A decade? No way.
Half a decade.
Okay, that's kind of sad. Kill me.
Time just keeps flying, eh, buddy?
Yeah, geez. Am I really getting old that fast?
Yes. And just before BlizzCon, there's a new game dominating the speedrunning community.
Okay.
And it is Ring Fit for the Switch.
Oh, my God.
People are running, speedrunning, or literal running, Ring Fit for the Switch at max intensity. And I think people got it down to like 30 minutes right now.
Wow.
But the speed runs are fucking amazing to watch.
Well, okay.
Because it's a bunch of dorks getting fucking sweaty as balls and just dying because they don't do cardio.
Wow.
It's highly recommended that you all watch it.
Will do. Will do.
And then we get into BlizzCon.
BlizzCon happened.
BlizzCon happened. I think they announced some Hearthstone shit. I don't care. But what they did announce that I do care about is Diablo 4.
They did announce it.
Yeah. After the whole Diablo Eternal for your phone debacle.
I can't believe that was real.
And after this whole fucking China shit,
yeah.
They're like, man, we got to release some stuff. And so along with the next one, they announced Diablo 4.
Yeah.
And this, like the trailer, fucking awesome. You're all three must be sacrificed by blood.
Yeah.
You can summon the queen of the succubi, the creator of sanctuary, whatever, this Lilith fucking demon lady.
Lilith.
She has a fucking cape made out of veins.
And blood.
And blood and muscle sinew. It's fucking rad.
Yeah.
But then we get to the gameplay.
Yeah.
And that shit looks simple as fuck. That game looks early.
It's early days.
Yeah.
Early days.
They show Barbarian. They show Druids back. And they show Sorceress. And the gameplay they show, they have horses now you can run around on to get places faster. They have like multi-tiered like heights in terms of level layout, where they had that in the older games, but not in they had that in 3, but not to the style of this one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this is just a stair texture and it looks like I'm walking up a stair. This is like physical height and I'm gonna leap down a mountain and pick people up.
Yeah.
But also the game looks slow as fuck.
Yeah.
Like where the Diablo 3 near the end of that game, you are fucking mowing hundreds, if not thousands, of demons per map.
But Diablo 3 did go through lots of changes.
It did.
From launch to now.
And they made it good.
Yeah, because I remember the launch, it was like everyone was like, yeah, it's good.
It wasn't good.
Period.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But also, it suffered from a lot of the same shit that Diablo 4 gameplay looks like.
Yeah.
It's going to suffer from, which is just really slow, monotonous gameplay. Just really boring looking spells. Like, a lot of that shit. And they didn't announce anything about the loot system, none of that. So I don't know if they're going to revamp it to have sets again or what, but we'll see in the future.
I'm sure they'll get there.
Yeah. But this game looks like they just announced it because they needed something to fight all this negative backlash.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But then we have your game of the year, 2020.
Yes. Yeah, finally, after the rumors, Overwatch 2. Baby, Overwatch dos. Dos leches.
I can't believe they made an Overwatch 2.
Well, why can't you believe it?
I thought they were just going to keep it like League of Legends, where it's Overwatch is the franchise, and then we just update it forever.
I guess they had to just put like a hard line on it, just to gain interest again, right?
And I'm sure if they put a 2 on it, it means there's like a new engine or something, but...
So here's the thing.
Oh, God.
First of all, they have this great trailer. It's like 7 minutes long.
CG.
Yeah.
Maze Bay.
Yeah. It's classic Blizzard move, right? Yeah. Like they put together a trailer and you're like, I want to just watch this. Yeah. Fuck the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some cool shit happens. Just watch it.
Yeah.
But the game is, well, I guess at first it sounds like a sequel, right? They're like new updated graphics engine, new updated, like just visual look.
Yeah.
More maps, new characters, stronger emphasis on PvE, and new PvP modes, and na-na-na, yada, yada, yada. And then they announced that it is cross-compatible with Overwatch 1.
Huh?
As in the PvP carries over.
Huh?
So if you only have Overwatch 1, everything you do in Overwatch 1, you can still do in Overwatch 2, and you can still play with those characters. You just don't have access to the Overwatch 2 stuff.
That seems disappointing.
And so in reality, it definitely sounds like an expansion pack.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not?
But also it sounds like people who don't own the game are going to have to download a game's worth of data. To be able to be, like, if I'm going to play multiplayer and there's an Overwatch 2 champion, they're not just going to lock it out from everybody.
You're right. They're going to be able, you're going to see them in your game. You just don't have access to them.
And they're
going to
be like, wow, that's dope as shit. But then you're like, fuck it, I'm Hanzo. Yes. Who cares?
Yeah, so it's a little weird that they didn't just, like, call it there and move it forward. On the bright side, all the money you put into your skins do carry over. So
they could have easily brought it over.
Yeah. You're right, they could have, with your account. And I'm surprised they just don't have it so that you can have a single account across all the platforms.
Like, you know what would have been totally great for them to do? Like, it's a shitty business move, but they could have been like, hey, Overwatch 2, bring all your shit over.
For $10.
No. But also, all those skins that you got in Overwatch 1, they're locked away in the vault. Mm. So you can see that you're an OG player. and none of these newbies who've been playing only since Overwatch 2, they're the ones that can only get Overwatch 2 skins.
Damn.
But over here, you're chilling with Halloween Season 1 Reaper.
Yeah.
And you're like, bitch, you fucking noobs.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. Like, you're right. Like, I don't know why they put the 2 on it, because at the end of the day, it's just an expansion pack.
Maybe in terms of, like, they had to take esports into consideration?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I definitely think it's more just a marketing thing, just to gauge interest again. Because, like, sequels definitely garner more attention than expansion.
100%.
Back. So, I guess that makes sense. My question is, I don't know when release date is, and I'm assuming it's got to be soon.
2021.
No. What I want, like, I'm betting, like, February, March.
I can see that. Like, I'd give it a late spring or early
like
summer.
May, like May, when the first one released?
Like a May, July time.
Because the first one released around May 25th, Victoria Day weekend.
Why do you just know that?
Because that's the anniversary event every year.
Okay.
Because it's also the best game ever, so.
Oh my god. Even better than Final Fantasy VII?
Spoilers, I think I was playing this game again.
Oh my god.
No, so I kind of hope it's an early release in 2020, only because I think that's early enough so that when the PS5 launches, I'll feel okay about buying it again.
Well, I think they mentioned that all disc-based games on PS4 will be backwards compatible with PS5.
Yes, but I want the PS5 version because it's going to be better.
I guess. It's like the PS4 Pro.
Yes.
The PS4 Pro 2.
Exactly.
The PS4 5.
Don't you get it? Get it? Got it? Good.
I guess.
Yeah. So Overwatch 2. They didn't show the new redesign character, like all of them.
Yeah.
And I just want to see what the new D.Va looks like.
She's dead.
What?
Yeah. Spoiler, I forgot. I was talking to the Blizz devs.
And what'd they say?
After they took the Chinese ball gags out of their mouth. Wow. They were like, listen, because of China, we had to kill the Korean character.
Are
like,
you kidding me?
Yeah, she had a mech malfunction.
Well, fuck.
You know when she does the suicide? It didn't let her out.
Oh, shit. She comes back as an android? Yeah. Might be even better.
She is the android.
What if she is the mech?
Oh, no.
And the mech is now an armor that makes her bigger.
Oh, she's a mech inside a mech?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, no. She's Iron Man in the Hulkbuster.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Overwatch 2. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
What'd you do in your week? I assume Overwatch.
I played some Overwatch. I got my Demon Hunter Sombra skin.
Finally. How much money did you spend?
Zero. You have to win 9 matches. God. And obviously I could do that. So okay. I did it.
All right, on that.
I got there.
All right, whatever.
It was good. I finally played Sigma. Mm-hmm. He fucking sucks.
What? I saw him like... just fucking zoning out snipers like a motherfucker.
Like, he's good. He's just not for me.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely way too slow for me. Mm. Too slow.
Seems very passive.
He is. I don't even know what his one attack is supposed to be doing.
What is it?
He summons a rock and throws it at you.
I assume you hit people with the rock.
Yeah, but like... it
looks dumb.
Like, it does barely any damage. It does barely any, like, what's it called when you hit someone and they bounce away?
Oh, knockback?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Like, the knockback isn't that great. Hmm. And because there's a charge time on it, it's like...
can you use it to block bullets?
No.
What? It's a rock.
It's a fucking rock and you can't do anything with it. So, okay. Yes. I mean, and his ult is just... launch me into the air.
Yeah.
So...
I can see everyone. It's like, yeah, I can see.
On the other hand, I didn't realize, but Sombra is so good now.
Why?
Because she just wrecks face.
Did they buff her? Like, what happened?
They tightened the spread on her gun.
Oh, that seems very good.
Yeah, and she's annoying as fuck now.
I assume long range, you're just...
yeah! And because she's got... I always forgot she has infinite stealth, and then she just shows up.
Yeah.
Her hacking's faster, and all the new characters are worthless against her. So, like, you get wrecked. I played Brigitte again. They changed her too. She used to have this one healing pack that you would just heal you instantly.
Yeah.
They gave her 3.
Uh-huh.
So now she healed up to 3 times, but now it's heal over time instead of burst healing.
If I stack it, does it heal 3 times as fast?
No.
Oh, it's just more.
No, but yeah, but now you're able to heal more people at once, which is nice.
Right.
But yeah, that's that. I've been role queuing as healer, so it doesn't even matter.
Wow.
Because I like playing healer. Healer or tank?
Who are you playing as healer?
Oh, Ana.
Oh, okay.
I'm still Ana.
You're not true healer. You're that off healer.
You're right. I'm the one when I see the Genji do the fucking ult. I'm like, sleep, bitch. Yeah, that's what I wait for. That's what I live for.
Oh, that must be so satisfying.
It is the most satisfying because you see the animation, you're like, yeah, whatever. So yeah, there's that. And then I am halfway through the Call of Duty Modern Warfare campaign.
Ooh.
I forgot how entertaining those games are.
They're wild, man.
They are so crazy. And oh my god, some of the guns you get in this game, they just feel so fucking good to kill. So fucking good to kill people. They give you some cool weapons too, and you're like, what? It is more or less like what you expect from Call of Duty. They've tried to expand things out. Like, there are certain levels where you're not necessarily just going straight.
Yeah. Is it the same story beats as Modern Warfare, the original?
No.
Okay.
Same. Thematically, it's the same.
Okay.
Like, there's the British side.
Yeah.
And then there's the...
America.
The
terrorists.
Yeah. And you're kind of working that way.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a different story. Reboot probably, but it also in some ways it feels like it could fit as a prequel to the original Modern Warfare.
Okay.
It's probably not, but yeah, you do some badass shit in that game.
Nice.
They have some really cool, like, just smart ideas. Like, there's one room that just has, it's basically like an office complex.
Okay.
But it has, so there's glass walls, but all the glass walls are bulletproof.
Oh, cool.
So, like, you could see all the enemies, and they can see you, but you can't shoot through the glass. So you have to go into the hallways to kill
them. That's awesome.
And, like, they have a lot of really clever just tricks they pull out like that.
Has there been any, like, no Russian equivalent yet?
No. Not where you're, like, purposely.
Yeah.
No. There is an opening scene in London where it's just crowds of people, but in the middle of all these crowds are terrorists, and all you have is a pistol, and you got to take them all out.
Oh my god.
And they'll warn you if you kill too many civilians.
Oh, so you don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Because the terrorists are just dressed as civilians.
That's fucking wild.
And you only know when they pull up the guns, yeah, so it's crazy. A little... Yeah.
It's a little dicey.
Yeah, it's a little dicey. But yeah, the game looks amazing. It's a beautiful looking game.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely Hollywood.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I don't know if it's going to go as... Like, I really want it to cross a line and make me feel bad about my decisions. I don't think it's going to get there.
At least not in this game.
Yeah, but, like, it like gets up to the line, but it never crosses it.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, it's a good game that I've been playing the online more.
So, I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah.
And I've heard not so fun things.
It's different.
Okay.
It's not as pick up and play as I would have liked it to be.
Oh, okay.
Are
the maps are like way too big?
Yeah, for if you go like regular team deathmatch, yeah, they might be a little too big. Mm-hmm. I've been trying out a lot of different modes. Like, I've been doing gunfight, like 2-on-2 gunfight. Okay. And those are just when they're just really small and there's just only 4 of you. That's been a lot of fun, but super tense.
Mm-hmm.
And I suck at that. who cares? I suck at all the modes. I fucking suck at this game.
Fucking boomer over here.
Man, some of these people are just so good. So good. But then there'll be that one time where you get on a kill streak and like...
And you're just feeling hot?
Yeah. Like, I got 3 in a row and then it's like radar. And I'm like, oof. Yes! And then it was airstrike.
You got the drug, baby.
Yeah, and then the chopper came in and then suddenly I was 11 and I was like, whoa. So this is what it feels like to be good again. Yeah. But no, it's cool. It's just the feeling of shooting a gun in that game is just like no other.
Nice.
They do a lot of fun things where it's like that you put on the night vision goggles, and if you put the goggles on, you can't aim down the sights anymore.
Oh, cool.
Right? Because you're like,
yeah,
it's useless. So
put it up to the goggle.
Yeah. So they're like, you can't do it anymore. So you rely now on your laser sight.
That's sick.
So like, yeah, they have a lot of smart like little things. Like there's one level where you're kind of like, you're kind of left weaponless, and so you have to run around the Middle East, mm-hmm. and like you have a pistol, and it's like, oh, there's a sight in this house that you could use.
But do you want to risk going in?
Yeah. Or it's like, do you need a silencer? Go look in the cars for an oil filter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so it's like, there's a lot of neat things you could do. Some of the levels are just like, there's slightly open area where it's like you can approach them in any side you want.
But it's like funnel, wide funnel.
Yes.
Wide,
yes. Funnel. Okay. Absolutely. Yes. So, it's got a lot of tense moments. Mm-hmm. It's got a... I know I'm coming up to it, but they have the revamped version of that ghillie suit mission.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they do a lot of the, like, you take the two on the left, and you're just like, and you feel so great. Awesome. You feel so great.
Cool.
But no, that's been my Call of Duty experience.
Yeah, I've heard the multiplayer is just fucking claymores all day,
every day. It is.
It sounds annoying.
It is very annoying.
And you can, like, hack them, but it takes forever.
Yeah. It's not as fast as I would say as the original Modern Warfare, because there's just so many options now. Mm-hmm. You're actually better off just going at a slower pace. Like you're better off going at the Rainbow Six pace.
Oh wow, okay.
Like you don't need to be running around mm-hmm. like a machine anymore. Yeah, so yeah. It's been hard to get used to that. I'd still rather play Overwatch if I had to choose though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just unsold me on that. I heard such negative things about the multiplayer that I'm like, I'll wait till the sale.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
Yeah.
So there's that. I watched 5 episodes of Terrace House.
Still melancholy? Like, is it just them being very middle of the road all the time with their emotions?
I don't know. There's one girl.
She's just crazy.
She's not crazy, but so when I first started watching, like I was looking at the promotions for it, and they put her face on it, and I'm like, oh, this girl's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, but this girl, like, she definitely looks like absolute shit disturber. Like she's gonna be the one.
Okay.
And it's like that's my girl. Like that's the one that I want. That's the one for me. And sure enough, she's the one who's like easily jealous. She's the one who's like easily like. She knows what she wants. She's going to go get it. But then she turns around and she's like, listen, I'm an actress, but my real hobby, I race drag cars.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, you fucking just took my heart. Like, you are the perfect girl. You are it.
They said it didn't exist.
It's like, they didn't. And she's like, my problem is I got no friends because nobody likes the shit I like to do.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yo.
I'm right here.
Just come to me.
Fly to Canada.
Yeah. So, damn.
Get fucking cucked.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay.
That's the Terrace House update. Mm-hmm. And then with it being cold now, mm-hmm. my bikes are officially...
retired.
Yeah, they're done for the year.
All
right. So I set up my indoor setup. Mm-hmm. That's been fun.
Nice.
But I'm still running, but I'm not running on the roads anymore because the wind is just so cold.
Okay.
So I've been doing more trail running because the trees block
it. Yeah.
Trail running is so much fun. It's the best on the weekends because the trails are full of people.
It's just obstacles?
Yes. Okay. So now you're just running through people and they're all looking at you like you're an asshole. But I got my power beats on, so I can't even hear them. I'm like, whatever.
You're the world, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been lots of fun. Something I underestimated was elevation. Like, the road just goes up and down, or the trails go up and down pretty, like, severely. Mm-hmm. And...
trails be like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I know that going up these things are tiring. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a surprise to me, but when you're doing it, it is also just like, oh no, this is really tiring. Like it's been good because it's been forcing me to do, or my body to do different things, activate different muscle groups. And it's like a wake up call. So it's been nice. Mm-hmm. And nice. I've been enjoying it.
Cool beans.
Made me sad though. My trail running shoes are fucking brown now, so.
What color did you buy?
Neon green.
Get wrecked, dummy.
They were like fluorescent green. And now they're just brown.
You know what you have now? The equivalent of people who take their trucks mudding and they don't wash it.
Yeah, so I don't mind that they're dirty. Like, it's like, because then it's a mark that I actually use them. Mm-hmm. My problem is when I get back to my car and I have to switch my shoes and I'm like, where am I going to put these?
In the trunk.
I do, but my trunk is like carpet line.
You don't have that WeatherTech mat?
Not in the trunk. Oof. So I gotta bring plastic bags or something.
Get wrecked.
Yeah. It hurt me when I had to put it in there and be like, ugh, I have to clean this eventually. So, yeah. But that's, it's more or less my week apart from being social and stuff.
Nice. For me, I caught up on Demon Slayer. And by caught up, I mean I'm of current chapter in the manga.
Oh my god. You must really like it.
I marathoned that shit. 2 days. Wow. 100. Oh, wait. So I started as the movie's supposed to start. So maybe chapter like 40, 50.
Yeah.
So from 40, 50 something to 180.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit's good.
I know!
That shit's dope as fuck. I can't wait till they animate that.
Dude, I feel like, where have you been for the past 3 months? And me and TJ have just been like, this is the greatest.
Yo, but the manga, though.
Oh, I bet.
Yo, there is some... this show holds nothing back. Mm. They pull zero punches. Mm. It's so fucking good. There's so much shit.
I bet.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Can I spoil it for you?
No.
All right, so what happens? It's so good. I haven't been that obsessed with a manga in a while. Well, that's good. I just marathoned it, but yeah.
Who has it? Who's it licensed by?
Websites have it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find it on the internet.
Okay, got it. I just didn't know if this is like a shonen thing, like a Shonen Jump thing.
It's definitely a shonen manga.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm sure that you can find it at sources that will give you manga.
That's great. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Fuck. But yeah, that shit's dope as shit. Like, I have, I think.
How many chapters right now?
181.
Oof. And where does the anime go up to?
Around
50?
40 or 50.
50? Oh, 40? Okay.
Yo, next season, after this train shit, next season. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and then the latest chapter it left off on. Oh my god.
Well, thanks.
No problem. Read the manga.
No.
And then other than that, after my whole fucking tirade about League of Legends yesterday, about how it's fucking impossible to carry a game.
Oh, I like, know where this is going.
It's a fucking team. Oh my god, fuck this game.
Yeah.
I deleted it. No, JK, LOL. I played more. It's a sickness. But here's the alternate timeline version of last week's story. This game is dope.
I take it you won.
I've been winning like 80% of my games.
Oh my god.
And I took the next step. Where I went to a League of Legends stat site.
Oh, no.
And I looked up my profile.
Oh, no.
I looked up how I play.
Yeah.
And I looked up what champions will best match my playstyle.
Oh, my God.
And I was right on one, Nunu. But the problem with Nunu is that he's an objective machine. But super late game, which a lot of these lower ELO games go, he's like a one shot. Like you get in there, slow like one or two people, and then you kind of do nothing. You just stand around, tank damage, whatever.
Yeah.
So I went back to an old champion I love called Rammus. He is a armadillo thing, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Stop me if I've told you his skills before. His Q is that he curls up into a ball, goes very fast, and then he runs into people, and then does damage.
Yes.
His W is that he gets into a defensive stance, and he gains 100% of any bonus armor you've bought and 50% of any magic resist you've bought. So you're insanely tanky. And also, anytime an enemy hits you, it reflects a portion of that damage back to them. He has his E, which is his taunt. and it can taunt someone for up to 2.5 seconds and force them to attack you. And then his ultimate is just like an earthquake. It's kind of boring. But the thing is, homie, go fast. And a lot of people in lower ELO don't play Magic Champions. So I just pick Rammus every game, and I just fucking roll into the enemy team. I remember one time I got an item that gave me a speed boost, like a pretty significant speed boost. And I was like on one side, like I was on the middle of the map, and there was a AD carry bot lane by it herself. And so I was like, all right, guys, I'm going for it. They're like, no, don't do it. You're going to die, blah, blah, blah. And I fucking curled into the Powerball. I pressed that activate button, and I was there in like 2 seconds. I was like, wow. Like fucking Sonic. And then when you taunt the AD carry, because they're all damaged, they're getting all their damage reflected back, and yeah, they kill themselves.
Oh, I see.
It's so fun.
I see.
It's also useful at late game because you can taunt people who are going to die for your AD carry, and then they can't do shit.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then on the opposite end, if I see that the other team has really no CC, I pick Master Yi. Master Yi is an OG champ. I think he was like one of the first champs.
I remember you talking about this guy.
Yeah. If you press Q, you just warp to an enemy, become invisible, like just untargetable, and you strike a bunch and then appear in front of the enemy that you targeted. If you press W, you heal and you get damage reduction. If you press E, you do every attack does bonus true damage, which means it's not affected by armor or magic resist. Mm. So if you do 40 damage, you're going to do 40 damage regardless.
I see.
And then his ultimate is where shit gets wild. So once you unlock it, you get a passive that every kill and assist you get, like any sort of takedown, refunds all your skills cooldowns by 70%.
Huh.
And then on top of that, you gain like 75% movement speed. You cannot be slowed. You are impervious to slow. And then you attack like 75% faster.
Yeah.
And his passive is every third attack, you strike twice.
Yeah.
So there's one item that makes him fucking nuts. It's called Ginsu's Rage Blade.
That sounds okay.
You get like attack speed, you get attack and magic damage, whatever, that doesn't matter. It's fucking passive. The passive is once you attack, you gain a stack of Ginsu's Rage. Every stack, you get a 6% bonus to attack speed, up to a max of 6. Once you hit 6, any on-hit effects strike twice every third hit.
Oh.
So my true damage, on the third hit of the true damage, it applies the true damage twice. But this also applies to your passive that has a counter. Mm. So instead of every third attack is a double strike, every second attack is a double strike.
Oh, wow. And
so it's twice one, twice one, twice one, and you fucking melt everybody.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And they try and use all your shit on you, but you just go Q, get in their fucking ass, kill one guy. Then by that time, oh yeah, I forgot to mention your Q. Every time you attack, you get 1 second less of cooldown.
Mm.
So you Q, become invincible, hit everybody, kill someone, 70%.
It comes back, yeah. I see. It's an endless loop.
And everyone fucking dies. And it's so fun. I can tell my team to protect an objective, and I can go backdoor like a major objective by myself. Like Baron, the strongest neutral monster in the game, I can solo with 4 items.
Wow.
Like, it's fucking stupid.
Sounds nice.
It's very good. It's okay. Very good. Okay. But yeah, I'm back into gold 2 from gold 4, climbed all the way back.
Wow.
And I think the end of the season is like middle of the month, maybe the 19th or something. And then hopefully I can get into plat just before.
Yeah.
Just before all that happens. Yeah. But yeah, I stopped playing other roles basically. I looked at my stats and I'm like, I got like a fucking 20% win rate AD. I got a even lower win rate mid.
Yeah.
And jungle is the one where I have like a 60 to 70% win rate.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, fuck it, jungle all day, every day. Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah. And then, oh, I got my physical version of Frog Fractions 2 in the mail.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go play my Steam version. and I forgot where I left off. There's a mini game where I have to shave Obama. Like, Obama's got an important speech coming up, or he's got to go talk to Michelle, or he's got to go to the kids' school, and you have to successfully shave President Obama.
Wow. That's a mission.
And this is all from a video game where you start out in a fairy forest, and you have to min-max the economy of a fairy village.
Oh, my God. My God.
That I highly recommend the game on Steam that is called Glitterman's Grove, but it is actually Frog Fractions 2. Glitterman's Grove, yeah, for people who don't know, or who don't know Frog Fractions is free. You can finish in like an hour and a half.
It's
a romp. But yeah, Glitterman's Grove, it goes from economy simulator to Atari 2600 adventure game to Obama shaving simulator. Mm-hmm. To a whole bunch of other random shit.
Yep. Sounds wild.
It's a great fucking game. It's so good. Mm. I tell you, there's time travel in it.
Wow. Huh. Huh.
They just looked at anime and they're like, let's just put it all in. It's so good.
That's good inspiration.
Yeah, it's so good. But other than that, I don't know. League has taken up so much of my time.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Damn, man.
I on the days I'm free, I get home, I eat dinner, I play League.
You go to bed.
I take a shit, I play League, and I go to bed.
Oh, you get the mid-shit break.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't want to poop socket.
No, I get it. No, it's good. It's good to take breaks, like Nintendo says. Take some breaks.
Yeah, take some breaks, man. But there was one day on the Sunday I didn't have anything to do. So I woke up in the morning and I played League until I went to sleep.
Oh, shit.
And my left eye started twitching and I was like, I should stop this. Mm-hmm. So I bought Visine.
Wow. 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 Good for you.
I hate this game.
Yeah.
I recommend it to nobody.
Oh, I know what else I did this week.
What?
I went to work yesterday. Bought Beyblades.
Oh, shit.
I bought Beyblades.
You finally...
I did it.
You went down on the idea.
Hell I yeah. did it because I have a friend and she was like, they don't sell that shit in stores. I'm like, you want to bet? I'm like, do you know who you're talking to?
The toy master?
She's like, I'll find you some I was like, I'll find you some Beyblades. I'm like, well, you want one, right? She's like, yeah, fine. If you can find one. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Here we go.
You owe me.
Yeah, so I'm like, let's do this. What color do you like? And then, so I came in with Beyblades. She's like, holy shit, you have Beyblades.
Did you buy the stadium?
Yeah. So, like, we got it. And then, so I put, like, I even, so what I did is, you know, in her office.
Yeah.
I just put it in her office and I put her name on it. I gave it to her. And then I got a call from her. She's like, holy fuck. You got a Beyblade. It's like, come here. And I'm like, all right. So we just sat there. And then I swear to God, it took us 45 minutes to put these Beyblades together.
Why?
Because I forgot how they clip in and stuff.
It's just three parts, dude.
Yeah, but like the new ones are a bit more tricky. And I didn't realize the one I got hers is lefty.
Oh, you got her Tyson?
Like, And so mine is righty, and like after I put mine together, I'm like, yeah, it works. And hers couldn't. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yo.
Yeah.
You can't cope it in Modern Warfare.
Yeah, and I was like,
you can't put on a Beyblade.
And that's when I realized, I was like, holy fuck, I am old.
You're a boomer.
So then we just played Beyblades, and then it was a good thing that day we also had like an event, like a lunch event.
Yeah.
So there's no work there. Then we came back and really played Beyblades.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah. And then today was...
I bet the scone.
And it was a good day. It was a good day of no work.
Okay.
And then today was take your kids to work day.
And you played Beyblades.
No. Today, me and my my coworker, he brought in his Switch. I brought in my Switch. We had Smash tournaments.
Oh, my God.
We were the coolest employees.
Yo, were you back airing these kids into oblivion? What's going on?
No, because some of these kids are real good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, some of them already knew the tier lists.
Oh, no.
And they just picked Crom and said goodbye.
Oh, you're playing for funsies.
Yeah. So, like, I smoke my coworker because, like, they obviously just play with their kids and they don't really know. And I'm like, listen, all the sword characters are good. Like, that's the secret.
Yeah.
That's the secret of this game. Just pick someone with a damn sword.
Do they have a sword? Go nuts.
Yeah. But they're out here playing Duck Hunt, fucking Kirby, because they're like, yo, they're cute.
Yo, Kirby's low tier now.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Kirby hasn't been high tier since, like, 64.
Yeah, so I show up with Marth, and they're like, you're gonna get fucked.
You should have showed up with Ike and just stood charging.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Ike is also a powerhouse. Yeah. But yeah, and they're like, it was fun because it was just like, at some point, like, that game is just button mashing with casuals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was fun watching them. Like, my coworkers, not the kids. The kids knew some high-level strats, but it was fun watching.
They were tilting.
Yeah, but my coworkers started picking up on it, and they're like, oh.
I can do this.
And so then when they came back to them, they're like, I can do this. And I was like, oh, no. But yeah,
that's funny.
No, that was pretty good. And then yeah, Fire Force still continues to be fun.
I gotta catch up on that.
You know how in Demon Slayer thing has a move called Water Wheel?
Yeah.
In Fire Force, one of the characters has a move called Sun Wheel.
Awesome.
And it's exactly what you expect it is, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
Yeah, we're good.
I feel so bad.
All right. We'll call it here.